She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. Today, the first thing on that I would like to talk about is common sense. I know it passed away in the 60s, and we don't have any common sense left. But, you know, I get really sad when our city people don't take the effort to do the jobs right. What I'm talking about is that motorcycle accident on the freeway the other night, where they found the motorcycle on the freeway and no rider. How hard is it, folks? You tell me, how hard is it to go look over the railing and make sure nobody's around? How do we know if they had done the job to look around and found the boy there and brought him to the hospital if he had a chance to live? The point is, at least try. But instead, 11, 12 hours later, when they found him, they did the big, what they call, study or investigation. Shut down the freeway and really, really throw everybody out of the loop 12 hours later. People just don't think. By saving one life is one more that doesn't die. Come on. HPD, you cannot follow the chief. You gotta do the job right. Take care of the people. And if you don't want to do that, then don't be a police officer. It's so sad. It's really so sad. I don't know. I see things like that. This is really make me sad. The other topic is, you the people of Hawaii is responsible for all these local people moving away because they cannot afford to live in beautiful Hawaii, the land that they grew up in. They have to leave back because of the politicians. The mayor wants to raise taxes for whatever. He keeps raising taxes. Car registration is one of the highest in the USA. Why? Why is because you, the people, allow it. Arizona and several other states, to register a Toyota Camry is $41 a year. Okay? Only on Oahu is astronomical. Something got to be done, folks. You cannot let them keep on doing it. There's got to be a stop. A stop. There's too much. And you, the people of Hawaii, have to put your foot down and say enough is enough. Okay? I can talk until doomsday. They're not going to do anything. But you, the people of Hawaii, can. They did a big demonstration against Trump. What about against the mayor? That's okay? I don't know. It's up to you. He wants to raise property tax. We're going to raise all kinds of taxes. It's already hard for the people of Hawaii. Why you want to raise more taxes? You got to decrease the taxes. You got to decrease the registration fee. Ah, boy, I don't know. Now, as from going back to the motorcycle young man that died on the freeway, they were racing. Okay? They were racing. Why? Because Oahu is the only island that does not have a racetrack. What do you expect, folks? The human race wants to race. That's why it's called human race. From way back in the Roman days, they raced. Racing is in the human's blood. They race planes, you name it. So, why is it only on Oahu there's no racetrack for them? And there will never be a racetrack as long as it continues this way. But yeah, we need a rail. Oh yeah, we need a rail. But a racetrack for the young folks? No, don't need it. Let them die. Yeah, it's easy until it's your son or your daughter. Then it's too late. It's too late to rise up and make noise. Yeah, I know the old Hawaiian saying, don't make noise, you're going to get in trouble. Well, you know what? It's best to be in trouble and keep your children safe. It's worth it. For your information, they're racing on H1, H2, and H3. Early in the night. 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning. They're also racing for money. Well, before Hawaii Raceway Park closed down, I was trying to do a program to curb, if not stop, all street racing. It was called jackpot racing, where each racer that wanted to participate would put in money into a jackpot and race for it. I had several manufacturers on the mainland that was willing to donate to that, bringing up the pot to around $16,000 to $20,000 a race. That's for one winner. But to be in that, you would have to be in a club or a league. You have to have a card. Okay? And the regulation on that card, if you're caught speeding 20 miles over the speed limit, you're out. You cannot come back and race for the money again. If you're caught racing on the road, you're out for life. If you're caught for DUI and drugs, you're out. You cannot come back and race for the money. And it was set up really fair for any car. You don't have to have a jet. You can have a little Toyota Camry and have a chance to win. Like this tourist, this lady on Maui, at one race, went into the Maui track. And she asked the officials, how can she participate? So they explained the whole 9 yards to her. So she said, okay, I want to enter. So she entered her rent a car. And she won all the money. She won all the money. I mean, yes, she was very, very beautiful. And the guys were all gagas. until she won their money. Then they did not like it. And she thanked all of them, and she said, I'll be back. I'll race again with a rental car. So it's possible. And that's what I want to do here. But there's no racetrack. I also did the junior drag racing for the kids. But in there, on the kids, they could not have a grade lower than a C. You have to bring your report cards. Okay? And that motivated them to study. I can tell you stories and stories about the young people. How they loved it and how much they study. It made a difference. But we don't have a racetrack. And the state, the city, would rather put it into rail or other things, things that don't cost hundreds of billions of dollars. So, anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080.
Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi. I have two things. What do you think of cooking vegetable oil for the car?
Cooking vegetable oil?
The recycled vegetable oil.
It's good for the diesels. It's biodiesel. It's better than diesel.
Not for our cars.
No, no. Because you have to do too much modification to run it in there. And it does not give you the mileage. And you don't have enough vegetables to make the biodiesel.
Because once in a while, it comes out on these programs or whatever.
I know. And they're looking at the wrong thing. They gotta look at Brazil. Brazil, back way back in the 50s, was third world. Third world is where everybody's homeless. They went to ethanol in 1955. And today, Brazil is much, much wealthier than America. All from ethanol. And now I'm getting word that the Philippines wants to do ethanol. Little by little, the other countries are waking up and going to ethanol. Because number one, the exhaust fumes coming out from an ethanol car produces oxygen. Gasoline cars produces carbon monoxide that eats oxygen. So it's a no-brainer. But if you go back in history, Henry Ford, when he made the first car, he made a statement that ethanol would be the best fuel for the world. But did the world listen? No.
I wonder why Henry Ford didn't promote it more.
Well, it was way back. He was trying to promote the car. And if you look at history, everybody said, no, 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 not car. Horses is the best way. Well, today we don't have horses. We got cars. But we don't have ethanol.
And secondly, there's a petition from change.org about Hawaii's rail system.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope people sign on it or against the rail to alert Trump about this outrageous thing in Hawaii. Have you heard about it?
No.
Change.org. I think I got an email from them.
Hmm. Okay. What was that again? Repeat it slow.
Change, C-H-A-N-G-E, .org, has a petition that they want to send to Trump against this outrageous rail in Hawaii.
Well, the rail is not only way out of line as far as the expense, but from what I'm getting from the workers there, it's not safe.
Yeah, I mean, with all the problems that have come up.
Yes.
I cannot understand how these people in government just let it go and still considering it.
You know why?
Oh.
They have a backwards thinking. They wait till people die, then they'll decide, oh, it's not safe. We better take it down. It's like an intersection. They never put a traffic light until people die. You go look at it. That's real idiotic thinking.
I think it's even before that, the monies that comes into their campaign.
Yes, that's what it's about. Money. You hit it right on the nail. They'll never do anything unless there's money in their pocket. And that's one of the biggest reasons they will never push for a racetrack on Oahu.
But also people in their districts are not calling them, or from the other districts letting them know what's happening, because it doesn't take that many calls to turn the minds of legislators. But
no, Barbara, if you donate big money to number X politician, and you call him and say, hey, number X, we need this and this and this done over here, he'll listen. But if you don't donate money to him, it goes to a deaf ear, which is wrong. They take the job to protect and serve the people, but they don't.
That's why we need to have more different people running. Why don't you run for state legislature in your district or
no.
city council?
No, because this whole political thing is a machine. My good friend Dave Aguino, long ago, used to help me push bills through. I worked with him. One day he came to me, he said, I quit. So I said, what happened? He said, well, so and so, I don't want to mention their names, put him in a corner and told him, look, you do everything our way or else.
That's why we shouldn't have a party system. It's controlled by the top.
Yep.
And it takes a very committed people person to continue working for the people.
That's well, as long as you have the word money, it's very hard.
But I still have hope that there are people out there. And
there are.
Because more and more people are disgusted.
Yeah, there are people, but people don't have the guts and the backbone to back their family or their friends.
So why don't you run?
No. I ran 3 times.
Yeah, but for governor.
That's it.
You got to start smaller.
No, because you start small, they're just going to squash you.
Not necessarily.
This whole thing, Barbara, is like in the military. When you get into the military and go into battle, the snipers don't shoot the privates. The snipers shoot the officers, because when the chief is shot, the Indians go home. Okay? That's why when they assassinate the president, not the representatives. Because when you assassinate the president, the country goes home.
Yeah, but that's on a different level. We got to start from small.
We don't have the time, Barbara. We don't have the time. Hawaii is already too late. Look at Maui Sugar. They shut down. That wasn't necessary. We could have made that, instead of sugar, into ethanol, which is 100 times more profitable than sugar. And look at the 700 employees now without a job.
Well, besides I'm signing the petition for change.org, why don't you call the president or somebody who can, you know, intercede or something. Talk directly, because he's a very people person.
Who?
Trump.
Well, we're trying to find a way to talk to him, because evidently the people of Hawaii cannot see the benefits of energy, ethanol.
And Hawaii needs to have better air.
that will clean the air.
Yeah.
You know, and Trump is for ethanol.
Although he's doing the pipelines right now, but I think he...
That was a wrong move.
I know. But anyway, let's work on our own Hawaii state.
That's what I say.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Okay.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367. Or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my fool.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George. Rolling Bob here. Doing great as always. Happy to be in Hawaii. I'm telling you. Even though it's been a little cold. But I don't know. Like you said, the mayor comes out. What did they always say? It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say? I'm going to improve education. I'm going to improve the roads. I'm going to make your life better. Give me all your money.
Yeah.
Simple solution. Like you said, you just run for office. That's all you got to say. I'm going to improve the roads. I'm going to make your life better. And I'm going to take care of your kids. And then after the election, who were you? What did you want? What did you say?
I don't remember.
Right. And the funny part is, it happens over and over.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's not like, wow, that never happened before.
And the people accept it.
Right, exactly. I mean, we accept it. We vote them in. But I always say, you have to be honest. At the end of the day, somebody's happy. And like I told my friend the other day, if you pay me, I'll go down and work on the rail. I mean, it's going to get built. And for the lady and for those of you that think you cannot undo the rail, you could stop it, but the federal government will sue the state or the city, whoever's in charge of the project, because it's like fraud, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you take out a loan to improve your house, you can't go buy a new car with the loan. And so that's just the, like, trap. But you know what? They knew it when they signed the paper.
Yep.
So anybody that is in office that tells you they didn't know is either incompetent or lying.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like you said, they get a bill, they get something, they're supposed to read it, and they vote on it, they represent us.
Mm-hmm.
But how many times, George, you hear it all the time. Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, we didn't foresee that. Oh, we didn't understand. Well, you know what? Let's get some people in there that can understand.
And get out.
Right. And as always, for just a mere $1 million a year, I'll be glad to donate my extensive insight and knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He said to everybody, got quiet. What did he just say? A million a year.
That's not bad.
Not bad. Hey, aim high, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything lower than that, okay, I'll give. $500,000, I'm your guy. It's going to hurt, but I think I can give advice for $500,000. And before I leave, what's my advice? Take care of your car. It'll take care of you. And we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, who do we have next?
We have Paul from Mililani.
Hey, Paul.
Hi, George.
Hi.
Thank you for the information tip about new tires.
Oh, you're welcome.
If it goes in the front or the back, and you recommend it in the front.
Right.
So I have my new tires in the front, and I just have a comment, note to say to your listeners, if you get new tires, make sure they put the right one on. Because when I drove home, I checked my tires. It was the wrong one.
Really?
Thinking the installer, I trusted the installer, but he put the wrong one on. So I had to go back, waste my time, and then have them put the right one, which was sitting on the site.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, good thing you checked.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good thing you checked.
And then I asked for a little bit of compensation, and then they said, nothing we can do. I said, oh, come on. You know, I worked more than $30, you know, and then, but he said, well, that's the best I can do. And I was just grateful that he was able to take off $30.
Hmm.
So that's a friendly reminder. When you change your tires, you need to check
it. Very good. Very good.
Thank you for your show. And aloha.
Thank you. Aloha. Okay. Here's a tip, folks, and you check it out. The zipper lane, you know, that zipper lane, go check it out. There's no speed limit. There's no speed limit saying how fast you can drive in the zipper lane.
But then there's other posted signs there.
It's for the other freeway. But when you go over the guardrail and you go into the oncoming traffic, you cannot see the speed limit sign. And that's the lane that you're in. You don't say, it's understood that the zipper lane has the same speed limit as the other freeway. No. Go check with a lawyer. It has to be posted on the zipper lane. The zipper lane has no speed limit sign. Okay? So, go check it out.
That sounds wacky.
No. Because if when you go into court, they always specify, did you pass the speed limit sign? Yes. Okay? And you were doing 70 miles an hour in a 45 mile an hour zone. Well, it was posted. But that speed limit sign is only from the center divider to the right side curb. It is not completely across the freeway. And that's why on the opposite side, there's also speed limit signs. And if you go into court and be technical, it is not legal because there's no posted speed limit sign. Anyway, we'll check it out. Okay? Another thing. You know how we're having a high traffic, right? We have traffic problems on King Street, every street. The mayor that fantastic mayor is putting bike lanes. Why? Because they want you, the people, to get frustrated with traffic and push for rail. They don't care. How many bikes travel a bike lane? A friend of mine checked the one in front of McKinley High School on King Street, okay? In 3 hours, two bikes, but heavy traffic. Now, what is more priority? The bike or the car? I can see if there was 100 bikes going by, yeah, okay, you need a bike lane, okay? But for that point, how many of you have ever seen bikes on the sidewalk? How many you've seen? Wanda?
What do you mean by bikes riding on the sidewalk?
How many people are riding bikes on the sidewalk? A lot of them, right? A lot. And the bike lane also has skateboarders. Skateboarders. It's not for bike lane. But anyway, they want to build bike lanes on McCulley and all over the place and make traffic even worse. I don't understand. Again, it's you the people that have to get up and say something. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call at 524-1080. 524-1080. I think it's break time.
It is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367. 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
I went to a party and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins lives, and the pain is cutting me, like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And don't wait until the last minute, because then it's almost impossible. Okay? Now, as I explained earlier about the ethanol project, the ethanol project would bring Hawaii way up in the economy and help keep our local people here instead of moving away. It'll bring up the economy, guaranteed. If it could work for Brazil, it can work for any place in the world. And ethanol is made from Hawaiian sugarcane, the best ethanol in the world. And it's not burned. The cane is not burned. It's cut. And the water is not used from the normal drinking water. It will be using the ocean water like they do in Kona. The reason for that is, number one, it's better. It'll make the sugarcane grow faster and bigger. And number two, there's no room for people to complain that they're using too much water. If you're using the water from the ocean, how can you say you're using too much water? The ocean is getting low. Right. Okay, who do we have?
We have Harry from Honolulu.
Hi, Harry.
Hey, George. I believe I called, I think... I don't know if a guy was a senator or a representative, but I told him, I said, you know, that, you know, you were talking about the drunk driving. I was saying that, you know, after a person is stopped for drunk driving three times, you know, they're trying to lower that testing now, the stuff you're supposed to read inside, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying that, you know, if they catch them three times, then what they got to do is they have to say, okay, you have to turn in your plates. In other words, you know, if you take the car as humbug, you just take the plates away from the
car. Yeah, good idea.
You take the plates away, and then if the guy gets caught, if you steal somebody else's plate or something and he's on the highway, then the policeman will just take and then they'll tell the guy, okay, they tow the car to an impound, and then every day the impound going to charge them $50 to get the car out. So only after the third time, you know, that they would actually tow the car and then charge them a great impound. And then so if he's my brother and, you know, he drinks like that, I don't want nobody to take my car away or my license plate away. So, you know, I don't going to let him. So the thing is... like they say, you know, if your children is given a toy and they abuse the use of the toy, then you say, okay, we take the toy away. So now that individual has to catch a bus
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, hopefully, you say that either you're going to have to beg for a ride or you're going to have to catch a bus. He shouldn't be driving already.
Mm-hmm. That's
so,
right.
You know, if you can take the guys, you know, just let them have the ticket. The ticket comes in, then they send them a letter, says, you got to surrender your plates. And so, you know, if they don't, then you tell a policeman, look out for these guys with that plate number. And when you catch them, just inbound the car. So, you know, and yet, I guess it makes you wonder, you know, like, I guess there's not enough glory for the representative or the senator to do that. I don't know. In fact, a lot of times I call them and they go, oh, you know, the thing is just in session now. We've got to run now. We've got to run. And they don't have time for you. So hopefully they find some way to get the message across.
Well, that'll be the day.
Yeah. Thank you, George.
Thanks.
Yeah, bye.
Okay. The deal is, folks, the law is too lenient. And only the people that have lost a loved one because of a drunk driver know that law has to be stronger. It's too soft. Now, take for example, in the old days, you kill somebody, they execute you. So there was less killings. But today, they slap your hand and let you go. It's not as you know, severe as it used to be. Give you an example. The parking meter. You get a tag for expired parking meter. In the old days, it was $1 penalty, or it was $2, something like that. Okay? Today, it's $35. So you pay the meter. But before, it was so cheap that not paying the meter for the whole day was cheaper than paying the meter. Okay? The penalty has to be severe enough for people to listen. And if, and that's the biggest American word, if our politicians would work like they're supposed to work, and see how other states are doing things and learn about the good ways to do it here. Maybe we can save some money. But no, when they go on trips, they go like a vacation. They're not learning anything. Does anybody learn anything coming back and saying, oh yeah, we learned this or we learned that? No. It's sad. It's so sad. And talking about back to ethanol. Ethanol is the best fuel to use. And if the city could add more ethanol to their gas, the ambulance will not break their engines. More than half of the ambulance, city ambulance, are now downed because of broken engines. Two more just broke their engines this month. When is the mayor going to stop it? When is he going to replace those ambulances? Never. Because in his idea, the rail is more important. Well, go check it out, folks. When you call for ambulance, there's less and less. And takes longer and longer. So that's why the fire engine goes there first. Because he'll get there before the ambulance. But anyway, I don't know. All I can do is say and get myself in hot water. So
I guess the fire engine's like all over the neighborhood, so it's faster for them to get there too.
Well, in the old days, they used to have one ambulance at every fire station.
I don't remember that.
Now they do. Now they don't. They don't have one. So it's sad. And, you know, I gotta take my hat off to the ambulance people. I was at Zippy's and buying at the takeout, and I saw the ambulance guy pull in, and he made his order. He was paid for it. He was waiting for his order, and the radio went on, and he had to go on a call. He told the clerk he has to go on a call. He'll be back. He ran out to the parking lot, jumped in his ambulance, turned on the siren, and took off. No, he was on his dinner break, but he went. I give him credit. Does HPD do that? I don't think so. If they're on dinner break, they're on dinner break. So I commend that ambulance driver. I should have got his name. Very good. So anyway, give me a call at 524-1080. And for those of you that don't have any time to wax your car, I recommend going to Crestec Cleaning Center and getting his new aircraft wax. That's fantastic. You wash your car down with a hose, and then on this wax, move it around, rinse it off, wipe your car dry. It's been waxed. Fantastic. Okay, who's next?
We got Harry back on.
Hi, Harry.
Hey, George. You know, after you mentioned the ambulance was breaking down, I called, you know, Ann Kobayashi's office, and I told him, I said, can you guys have somebody go down there and look at the, they have the owner's manual, yeah, with the ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I says, will you check what the octane, the gasoline octane is required to run one of those? And is that what you think the problem could be, that the octane is too low?
Yes, it is. I tested it.
So the guy never did call me back. I mean, you know, you tell them, you know, exactly what to do, and they don't even do that, so.
Nope, they don't care.
Yeah. No, because he was talking at the time that they have one spare ambulance. I don't know where they got them from, but, you know, it's getting, like you say, it's very sad.
Mm-hmm.
Very sad. And then the other joke is this. I think I called you about the airbag, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And I called Midas, and I called who else. Anyway, they say that they're going to test it. Well, I know I called the Nissan dealer, and they say that, no, it's a required item. So I say, well, do I have to wait until somebody get hurt before they recall our car? I says, maybe whoever wants to be safe would have one of the kind of bulletproof vests. and then they would have, like, a, you know, football helmet with a cage in front.
Mm-hmm.
You got to probably drive with that, you know, like you have your bulletproof vest and you have this football helmet on. And then then you know, because it's ironic, it's for safety device, and yet it can hurt you, you know.
It can kill you.
Yeah. And so, again, I haven't heard back from anybody, but I try. I call, but mm-hmm. I hope some of your listeners would make it a point to, maybe like the lady Barbara was saying, that, you know, they should have a drive where, you know, people all get together and mm-hmm. try to concentrate on the issues that you are, you know, so strongly behind, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then try to promote something. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Yes, if the airbag was so safe, why does it kill children? And if the airbag was so safe, why no racing organization in the world require airbags for race cars? Why? Because it doesn't work, folks. It's all a come on. It's the same thing with like the seat belts. If it's supposed to be safe, it'll be crossed across your body, not just one angle. Go talk to a physical therapist. He'll tell you. It's not going to save you. The belt on the lap would help, but the shoulder one, no. It has to be a crisscross. That's a fact. Because go to NHRA, drag racing, you cannot use the seat belt that's with the car because you got to remove the shoulder harness. Then you can. You can use the lap belt, but not the shoulder harness. When the shoulder harness is crisscross, you can. But one way, no. That's the way it is. Go check it. As far as safety check goes, I'm going to keep telling you, don't need it because it's not being enforced and it's not being done right. So why have it? Get rid of it. It's costing the city and state more money to run safety check. Save money. So anyway, who's next?
Well, I think we'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up the spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled N-V-I-R-O-C-L-E-A-N.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my poor. Okay, we're back rolling again, and who do we have?
We have Calvin from IEA.
Hi, Calvin.
Hi, George. I wanted to ask you, did you get that polish from that guy, the one that he said that he uses it on the airplanes yet?
Not quite yet.
Okay.
But Crested Cleaning Center has another one that's also good. It's aviation polish.
That's not the same one you're talking about where you just shoot the water on top like that. This is a different one.
The one that shoot the water is the one that Crested has.
Oh, okay. And
yeah, because you cannot wipe down the airplane, yeah?
Yeah, okay.
So you just spray it on and hose them off.
Okay, I'll go try that.
Okay. Let me know how you like it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay. And for those of you that want to cool off your car, ProTint Hawaii has a clear, I guess you can't call it tint because there's no color in it, for the windshield. It cuts the heat better than the dark tints or whatever tints you have on the side. It's crystal clear, and it's amazing. There's no heat come in.
So you think it cuts down on those UV rays?
Yes, definitely.
Rays?
Yep. Yep. Protects your dash and everything. So you don't have to put those big shades on when you park your car. how much easier. Go see Pro Tent Hawaii and ask him about it or call him, and he'll explain to you the concept of that new type of, I don't know, I guess you cannot call it a tent because it's not a tent. It's clear, crystal clear. You can't see it. And I witnessed it at the SEMA show, and unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So it should be good for vision. Like if you need to see, you can see outside the tint, you know, like how dark tints block your view.
Yes, yes. The dark tints hamper your vision, but the clear one is way a lot safer. Pro Tint's number is 341-9798. 341-9798. I gave him a call the other day, and I was asking him when he could do my car. And he said, wow, he's all backed up. Everybody's calling him for that that so-called tint for the front window. So it also cools down the car while you're driving. So your air conditioning comes even colder. Wow, that's great, yeah?
Or maybe you don't need to use it.
AC.
Yeah, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. So anyway. Well, it's getting down to the last minute, so anyway, that's just my idea of what I said about what should be done when they come to an accident is try to save a life. Look around, you know? Don't just take it for granted that, well, the bike crashed, so look around. And that man who stayed there to protect other people from running over the motorcycle and crashing, that was nice. But I think he should have told HPD, please look for the rider. He's there someplace. He had to be. You know, and I talked to Celine Steve the other day, and I told him about that. And he said, yeah, you know, if he had a cut and he's bleeding, it takes 15 minutes before it's too late. I don't know, depending on how deep or whatever. But anyway, something could have been done because he was right over the guardrail. It's not like it was down in the gully. It was right over the guardrail. But anyway, all we can do is talk and see. I'd like to thank all the callers that called in to give their insights and stuff. Without the callers, it wouldn't be a show. But folks, this is Hawaii, a very special place in the world. Please take care of each other, especially your mom and dad. And please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.